Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
I like that goddamn shit. That bitch said, ooh wee. I know that bitch personally. And that bitch is a 60. I don't think she's old as me. I think she like 2-3 years younger than me. But that's a fine ass motherfucking psychologist, exercise freak motherfucker. Bitch is really cool. But hey, this the Tay and Bud show. Tay ain't gonna, he's on here, but he ain't gonna really be, you know, doing too much talking. Tay, you there, right?
Bud, I'm here, man. Shit, I'm
well,
at 80.
Well, don't wear yourself out, you black motherfucker. I know how you is, nigga. So I'm gonna have to watch over your motherfucking ass, because I know you're gonna be trying to, you know how we do, nigga. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, but Tay, it's a couple of things going on, man. But first, I want to tell you motherfuckers about something. See, right fucking now, you guys got 110 years of game right in front of you, right motherfucking now. And you motherfuckers be talking about you be wanting some game. You know game ain't free and all this old shit that you didn't heard. Tay, I was thinking that since I'm going to do most of the talking tonight, nigga, because your ass is sick still. Matter of fact, let me say this. Not only do you have 110 years worth of goddamn game in front of you, 50 from me, I mean, yeah, 50 from me and 60 from Tay, what I'm saying is, man, you really got an opportunity to see what you can do when you 70 years old. You really getting an opportunity to see what keeps your mind fertile. Because I challenge any one of you to try to check me. And I'm sure Tay will too. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I'm just saying I'm sharp. And I know how to defend and protect whatever the fuck I say. And I doubt very seriously if there's any motherfucker on this earth that can shut my goddamn ass up. Now, it may be one, but I've yet to meet the motherfucker.
I ain't met him either.
I know, nigga. Go ahead. Nigga, all right, nigga. I ain't going to keep you all quiet, nigga. You know, I just don't want you to wear yourself out, nigga. I know, too much is too much, nigga. But go ahead. What's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, too much, bud. I got a few questions that me and you both can answer tonight. First one is when you know you're on your way.
See,
hey, bud,
Go ahead. Hey, bud, what?
No, I was getting ready to just go off into that.
Go ahead.
Into the when you know you're on your way. Bud, I came to Hollywood. I had a cougar, man. You know, no hole. Okay, then I came up. Shit, less than a year later, let's say 6 months later, I'm riding brand new Cadillac, my first Cadillac. But when I walked in that motherfucking showroom floor on the corner of Sunset and Vine, and made him open up the door.
Hey, Tay, what was the name of that Cadillac dealer, nigga?
Lou
Dixon
Ellis.
Dixon Cadillac. Dixon Cadillac. But it was spelled D-I-X-O-N, nigga. I remember that motherfucking Cadillac joint, nigga. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lou Ellis was the one on Wilshire that we all that
heard
about.
Yeah, Lou Ellis was the one on Wilshire.
Yeah. Hey, bud, once I got in that motherfucking man with that one bitch, man, and drove off, man, I said, man, shit, I'm on my way in this game now. Now, that's when I felt I was on my way, bud. When I made that first move like that, man, you know, shit, the first...
Man, come on, I believe that shit, and I believe you believe that shit. But let me ask you this, nigga. When you came out the pen and sat on the bus stop, had you already bought that computer, that Cougar?
Yeah.
So you bought the Cougar before you went to the pen?
No, I bought the Cougar after I got out the pen, yeah. Yeah.
So, nigga, what I'm trying to ask you is this. Are you saying that your black ass got out the motherfucking pen with $12 that they gave you and sat on that bus stop and did not figure, especially when that bitch, whoever it was you caught at the bus stop, you didn't think you was on your way then? Because I know goddamn well as soon as that Sandy bitch gave me that first 125, goddamn, I'm on my way. Nigga, I don't know about you, but I knew it didn't take me buying no goddamn car before I knew I was on my motherfucking way. All it took for me was to say, bitch, woo, 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 and then the bitch give me the money. Oh, my God. I was creaming, nigga, and sprung from then on. Hey, we got a question, Tay. 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This is Tamio DeMore, HWU alumni.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. Just cool and growing. I've learned a lot since I've been at SWU, and I graduated. And what that will bring me to what I want to ask you and Tay.
Go ahead.
I noticed that it's like, you know, the goal is to have bitches. You know, I see myself as a certain individual that can have.
Stop right there, Cameo. Tay.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that? The goal is to have bitches.
No, I don't agree with it. The goal is to have bitches.
Stop.
No.
Don't tell me what the goal is. I just want to know if you agree with it. Go ahead, Cameo.
Okay. I see myself as an individual that can get bitches. But what I've noticed is rejecting bitches and getting rid of bitches is just as important as having bitches. Because I've been going through...
Hold on. Stop right there. Tay, he said he's noticed that rejecting bitches... What'd you say, rejecting bitches and what?
Rejecting bitches and getting rid of bitches.
Okay, hold on. Rejecting bitches and getting rid of bitches is just as important. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I do too. Now, Cameo, stop. Yeah. Don't say nothing. Listen. Tay, the first one you didn't agree with, why? You said the goal is not to have bitches. Not you said that. He said the goal is to have bitches, and you said you don't agree with that. Why not?
Because you got to think way bigger than just having some bitches. You know.
Nigga, listen to me, and we can go into it after we get off the show, but nigga, we professors. You can't fucking say some general bullshit because he's asking general. He's not really asking general. He's asking something specific, but it's general. So what I'm saying is we got to make it specific, you know, with our answers. Because what I'm saying is I don't agree with that goddamn shit because it ain't about no bitches. It's about me. It's about what I'm thinking. It's about me representing and getting and deserving whatever happens to me. I am not about to be about a bitch. Tay, you remember when you called me yesterday, the bitch knocked on my door and came in, right? You, the tall bitch?
Right.
Listen, nigga, so the bitch say, woo, woo, can, you know, can we have a drink, woo, sit up, blah, blah, blah. So we sitting up, and I go to do something in my room, and we in the living room, but I go in my room, it took me a couple minutes, and I come back, this bitch stressed out on my couch. Hey, now I'm finna bust this pussy out. And then the bitch say, you know, let me get a minute, you know. I said, well, hold up, bitch. You ain't playing no pussy games with me. Now, if you want to make this about some pussy, get your motherfucking ass up and go. Because what I'm saying is this, bitch. You cannot promise me some pussy and then do whatever the fuck you want to do until I get the pussy. No, I'm going to fuck you right now. Or you're going to get your ass out. Bitch went off, Tay. Oh, yeah, nigga's about pussy. No, bitch, this is not about pussy. This is about you thinking you could come to my motherfucking house and do some shit that you want to do, which is obviously stretch out, because you told me you're going to give me some pussy. Cameo, what did I tell you about a bitch promising you some pussy? Today is Monday, and she promised you some pussy on Sunday. Do you remember that lesson?
Yes, I do.
What did I tell you about that?
You told me that when a bitch do that, she can promise you some pussy on Monday and then say and then make you wait and go through a bunch of bullshit the rest of the week.
My nigga, you ain't got to say nothing else. What I'm saying, Tay, not that I'm telling you this, I'm saying, see, I'm not letting no bitch play no pussy games with me. Nigga, I put that bitch out. Bitch, get your motherfucking ass up and get out. I don't give a fuck. You not putting no pussy over me. That bitch hate my guts now for the third time, nigga. Hey, hey, she hate me for the third time. Nigga, you know how many times that bitch fell out? Because I call you laughing about this shit. But this shit just happened last night, nigga. I forgot to even tell you when I was talking to you today. But back to Cameo. Cameo, what I'm saying is I'm glad you're doing what you're doing and you pressing the issue, you learning, you seeing, you using what you learned to see what you're seeing. But you better remember, it ain't never about no motherfucking bitch. There is no fucking way that you can make an explanation for me, I don't know about you, Tay, but for me to accept it's about a bitch. Tay?
It ain't about no bitch, never. Shit, fuck this shit.
Tay, you're an instructor. You can't leave it open like that. What the fuck is it about?
It's about you. It's about
I'm not saying you wrong or right, nigga. I'm saying when you get an answer, give it like a professor, nigga.
All right, professor.
Hey, nigga, go ahead, nigga.
Okay. You still on there?
Yeah, he on there, nigga. This a graduate. Yeah. He ain't going nowhere, nigga. This nigga tough as you, nigga. He don't give a fuck about what you finna say. Come on, nigga. Hey, Cameo, this my nigga. You know, I know you know it. Tay, this one of the graduates, nigga. You didn't know it, but now you know, nigga. Go ahead, man. Hey, Cameo, matter of fact, you kick it with Tay right now. Tay, don't do too much exciting shit, nigga. I'm going to cut you off.
I told you I'm only at 80, man. But the next question I got is.
Wait, no, nigga. Cameo, ask Tay whatever you was going to say. Or say to Tay whatever you was going to say, because he wasn't finished, Tay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, I noticed that having bitches or rejecting and getting rid of bitches is just as important as having bitches. Now, I've been going through the last 6 months to a year, I've been going through a long, strenuous process of just rejecting bitches and getting rid of bitches and getting the negative ones out of my life to make way for the qualified women. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm on. And can you shed a little bit of light with me about that?
So, and your question is, You asking me, is that a good thing? What's the question?
Tay, he's saying that, you know, he's on a quest to learn a whole bunch of shit. And as he's learning it, some of what he learned is showed him that it's just as important to reject the bitch, clear the slate so he can, you know, get it ready for new bitches if that's the case. He's saying, is that, you know, right or wrong, basically? And if it is, tell him, you know, your thoughts on it and shit.
Okay, well, my thoughts is it really ain't a right or wrong, because to me, a man got to do what he got to do to complete whatever plan or goal that he got.
Stop, Tay, stop.
Okay.
Stop,
okay.
Wait, stop.
Okay.
Cameo, stop. Tay, so you saying you going to bend over, nigga, because you got a plan and that's what it need?
No, that's not what I said.
I didn't say that's what you said. I asked you, is that what you said? And you said no. So what I'm saying, nigga, do you see how people can interpret your fucking answers?
What was my answer?
I don't fucking know. You said, God damn it, a man going to do what he got to do. A man is going to do what he got to do. But a man got limits even in that case. You ain't going to do any and everything. You're going to do what you know to do. Some of the shit might not be what you would rather do, but I'm saying, and when you everything cool, you don't do none of that
professor,
shit. You would
professor.
Rather do what? Go ahead, Cameo.
I get what he's saying. He's saying based on your principles. You know what I'm saying?
Cameo, you in the third grade still, man. I already know that's what he's saying. I'm talking about all the motherfuckers listening.
Okay.
I'm not talking about what you know. Me and you talked about a lot of shit. Me and you shared game. You can see shit that motherfuckers can't see. What about all these motherfuckers that ain't been able to kick it with me like you was? What about all these motherfuckers that don't get to hear what you heard? What I'm saying is, my partner and me, I know he probably don't like me checking him, but I'm going to have to do it because we've been fucking around too long on this. Nigga, people live and die by what you say, man. I'm serious, Tay. I ain't really saying they're going to take a bullet, but what I'm saying, nigga, they be believing in that shit. So you got to make sure your ass say the right shit. And I'm not saying you saying the wrong shit. I'm saying you can't leave them to guess what the fuck you're saying. You ain't going to guess what they saying, but you sure don't want them guessing what you're saying. That's why I talk shit explicit all the way. Cameo, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
So what I'm saying to you, bruh, quit playing yourself. That's one reason why you ain't goddamn seeing what you're supposed to see and getting what you want to get. You got way more game than the average motherfucker. You got way more game than to be sitting around wondering shit. Whatever you think of, take this as a lesson. Whatever the fuck you think of, take your ass out and make it happen. Stand within your realm. Within your boundaries, what you will, what Cameo will or won't do. But whatever it is, let me ask you this. What the fuck are you finna think of that you've never done before, but if you think of it, what's going to happen? Are you going to do it or what?
Shit, I think of it, I'm doing it.
Hey, Cameo, what is our motto?
Think you do it.
What did he just say?
Thank you, dude.
You motherfucking right, man. This shit is real.
Yeah.
This shit is real. That's why you guys on this goddamn show with us right now, so you can get this shit. Cameo, right now, this shit would be French to you. But right now, if it is French, you talking about parlez-vous français, oui, monsieur. Shit. You know, we really getting down. Because you understand, and that's what it's all about, understanding where you at and what where you at has to do with where you going. What you think on that, Tay?
I agree, bud, exactly with that, because you, in order to get from step A to step B, you got to have a plan. I'm saying, man, life is a plan. Otherwise, you just run around with a chicken with your head cut off. Every bit.
Cameo, you got anything else?
Nah, that was pretty much it tonight now, but I got you guys tuned in.
Hey, we gonna be on here, man. You come up with something else, press one. Me and Tay, we finna get busy. So, Tay, listen, let me just go into what I really was thinking about when I was talking about this. Because I had a cat ask me, how do I be true to the game? And the reason he explained a whole bunch of shit to me. The reason he asked that was because we quit, you know, because motherfuckers wasn't being true to the fucking game, we were saying. Tay, do you know how many motherfuckers say that shit and don't know what the fuck it means?
That's like a household name in the streets.
Tay, but they don't know what it means because this dude was honest. He said, how do I be true to the game? And then he said, why? And why should I do it? So what I'm saying, man, is so many reasons. I want to tackle a couple of them right now. Here, you got a fine bro. This fine bro, what makes her fine is she paying you. And she ain't really giving you no problems. First of all, Tay, how much do you agree with what I just said?
I agree with everything you said so far.
Okay. I just want you know, I ain't saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying we on the same page. Now, the bitch ain't really giving you no problems other than bitch shit. But if you out here in the game and you fucking with bitches and you think you ain't supposed to deal with no bitch shit, you in the wrong line of business.
That's the damn show.
Hey, you know it. So what I'm saying is when the bitch shit come up, you supposed to get the pimping. That's what a pimp do. No, you motherfuckers beat the bitch up. Threaten her. All this old kind of fucking stupid shit. Then you're going to be wondering what the bitch doing when she out working. So you basically don't trust your employee. Tay, how many hoes? Well, I better not ask you that. Fuck that. We already know it was like a million. Okay. But how many of them million motherfuckers that you pimped on that you didn't trust?
Shit. I trusted everyone I sent. Shit. That's that. They weren't going to get sent if I didn't trust them.
So the answer is none.
The answer is none. Yeah.
So what I'm saying, fellas, if you fucking listen and you try to understand this game, you'll see. You don't fuck with a bitch you don't trust. Okay, so how can you not like this bitch? Because plenty of you motherfuckers send bitches, and you might not dislike her, but you don't like her, and you don't fuck her. So what I'm really getting at is if you're in this game, and why I'm talking about this shit, Tay, that's what we do, nigga. This is Kicking It with Tay and Bud. This ain't the Ask Rosebud show. So
no.
I'm straight talking about some pimp shit now, you motherfuckers. If you really don't like the hoes, your motherfucking ass is a better pimp than I was because I really liked my motherfucking hoes doing what the fuck I wanted. Now, say you got a bitch paying you. I can see you not liking her. You know why? Because you can't like no one bitch. Or you shouldn't. So you keep yourself distant from that bitch till you get another bitch. Then you got hoes, plural. And you're fucking with both of them much more. I'm not saying don't fuck with the one that when you got one. I'm saying don't let yourself get caught up, you know, liking this one. Because this motherfucker is paying the shit out you. And you come up. You got another one now. I'm saying at this point, if you don't like this game, and if you haven't seen where you can go in this game, then I think something's wrong with you. To me, overall, hoes is cool. Hoes is cool. They are fucked up, just like bitches are. But a husband will fuck with a fucked up wife because they married. Not fucked up, but you know, a bitch that ain't perfect. I'm saying, same with this game. Me and that hoe, we ain't married, but we hooked at the waist, and unless she breaks some kind of principle, I'm not fucking with her. Or I'm gonna fuck with her. I'm gonna make sure she keep fucking with me. To me, what I'm saying is, excuse me, you supposed to like hoes that's in pocket. You are supposed to feel like that bitch is your woman. Tay, what you think about what I just was saying?
You supposed to feel like that bitch is your woman, and on top of that, man, you got to step up for that bitch, man. That's your bitch. Shit. You out there in the streets, you ain't representing, you in trouble. Shit. You fucked.
All right, nigga. I ain't trying to have you. Hey, you guys, this is my partner. I love my motherfucking partner, and I know this shit excites him. I ain't letting him get excited. So shut your motherfucking ass up, nigga. You motherfucker. You know I love you, nigga. Shit.
Boy, just let me put it, drop up here right quick.
Go ahead.
Before I got on the show, I was telling my son, you know, how important it is to, once you start wearing suits, or even when you ain't wearing suits, once you start getting sharp, I said, to show them the importance of making an appearance in a room. So we watching Sparkle, the new one, like 2012 or whatever.
Yeah.
So the comedian, he's Satin, the mean motherfucker, right? So he's sharp in the motherfucker, man. White suit on, hair laid, got the mean cut on. And then you got the other brother. He got on a little shirt, bud. Got some little pants on, a little too short. But anyway, he involved in this conversation with his broad. This nigga walk into the room, and the bitch get all about the conversation that she having with dude. Her head completely turned, and that nigga walked in the room like he had lights around him. And I showed that to my son, and he said, "Dad, you sure saw a lot." And I said, "Because I'm showing you what to see. I'm showing you what to look for. You know."
Hey, nigga, let me tell you something, nigga. I'm sorry, Tay. He's never gonna get it. He's your son that misses a generation, nigga. Now, hey, Tayshaun, son. Oh, he gonna know all about what you talking about, nigga. My daughter, she the dumbest motherfucking broad I ever seen. Of course, I love her. She my girl. I'm gonna do everything for her, but the decisions she make. How can you be my daughter? I be thinking this. I told her that this morning. She caught me with some stupid shit. But, Tay, what I'm saying, and I think, you know, since you ain't really understanding, we don't generalize. We choose specific things. Now, we do have a generalized type environment where people can say whatever. That's a generalization of shit. But when we talking, we got specific things we trying to express. Otherwise, right now, all this shit I'm talking about is trying to explain the value of this show to the motherfuckers that's listening. Because the motherfuckers that's listening are not ass rosebud listeners. I mean, they are, but they should not, as far as what the title is. This is for motherfuckers searching for game. So I'm not going to say some shit that I know a motherfucker that ain't searching for game would want to hear. I'm saying everything a nigga looking for game want to hear. So, like I said, hoes is cool. And you supposed to like hoes that's in pocket. But did you know that is a major part of the pimping? No, you didn't. Because all you think about is getting paid. That's why all you motherfuckers got a price tag on your goddamn forehead and they say whatever amount of money. Bitch, get that amount of money. You don't care what that bitch do. No. Let's say, which we never would, but let's say Tay had a fucking price tag on his head and it was 1,000. and the bitch came in with $1,000. Some kind of way tonight, that nigga finna get that $1,000 off his forehead and put $1,100 on that motherfucker. Cause this nigga ain't finna let the bitch pay him $1,000 every night. Because what if the bitch can make more? What I'm saying is, that's why you gotta give credit to the bitch. Because when you demand it, she bring it. And this is a team type situation, although there's it's not a democracy. It's a total dictatorship. You gotta always temper the fact of what makes them bitches valuable with you ain't no sucker for love. See, that's what we do. Me and Tay do. But you can't tell me I'm dicking that bitch pussy and a nigga hugging her and shit. We ain't in love. So what when we get up from this bitch, we got some old motherfucking bitches to go hug and be in love with. So what? The bitch accepted. So why don't you motherfuckers? Tay, my thing is, these motherfuckers don't fuck they hoes.
Well, who they fucking, bud?
Nah, we gonna get into that. But what I'm saying is this, Tay. They don't fuck they hoes. Tay, you remember, I mean, I used to fuck my bitch, but I didn't want to do shit with the bitch. And you told me a few times before it sunk in. But all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. You remember telling me that shit, nigga? Nigga, I don't know why that corny-ass bullshit you said struck me, but it did. It struck me, nigga. And I'm telling you, that's when I start trying to get a bitch, you know, because you was already doing that shit, nigga. Getting the bitch this, getting whatever, woo-woo. I wasn't. And I thought I was raw dog pimping, which I was, because that's how you got to pimp when you turn out. But I was past turning out. I was pimping now, so I got to do some shit pimps do. And in order to do that, I got to fuck with some pimps. Then I can't be scared of what I see. So to me, Tay, as far as deserving it, I earned every goddamn thing as I was going along coming up to even meeting you. Because everything I did, I thought it was about the pimping. And it was about being a real pimp. So whether I knew it or believed it or not, I'm fucking doing it. So when I got rewarded, I thought I was the shit because I did pimp shit to me. And then meeting you, nigga, and you confirming a lot of the shit that I thought, that I really thought, except you was hella different than me, you know what I'm saying? You did hella shit I wouldn't be doing, but I started doing this shit because, nigga, you had been pimping 2, 3, 4 years before me. But what I'm saying, fellas, is you ain't got to do no punk shit because you really feel for your goddamn hoe. That don't make you a punk or a weak-ass motherfucker because you like this hoe. What makes you a punk is you don't realize the reason you don't want to show her you like it is because you're scared of what the fuck she do for a living. Man, this bitch going out giving up his woo. Nigga, that bitch ain't hardly going out doing that. If you know anything about motherfucking pimping, you done told that bitch what to do, you know, with her legs. Which I ain't telling you fake motherfuckers, but Tay don't tell them. What I'm saying is, you done told her what to do to make this shit not about giving the pussy up. Nah, you guys don't want to get this pimp game. You just want to sit up and talk that goddamn shit. So what I'm finna do right now is front you motherfuckers off. And I would like for one or two of you motherfuckers to be brave enough to press one and address these scenarios that I'm finna give you. Because you got to understand, you got a bitch that's in pocket, and she paying you like a motherfucker. Before I go on, Tay, let me ask you, what else would I want if I'm a pimp and I'm describing my bitch? And I say, she in pocket and she paying like a motherfucker. What else would I want?
Well,
a couple more like her.
But you wouldn't want nothing else from that bitch. So what I'm saying, nigga, which is the right answer you gave, bro, because, you know, I know how to do this shit, nigga. Yeah, I said, man, this is the sharing game. And I'm letting them know, no matter how much shit I motherfucking talk about, I'm probably right on the same goddamn page. He ain't going to say the goddamn shit I say, but this motherfucker on the same page. Because we got game. And it ain't about my game or his game. It's about what the game is about. And we trying to kick it with you motherfuckers. Why you should support it. Why you should understand if you really got motherfuckers sharing real game with you, whatever they ask for besides your goddamn ass, if you got it, you should give it up. So, what I'm saying, fellas, you know me, I take a long time to make my point. Fuck you guys. I don't care how impatient you fucking technology-driven motherfuckers are. Hey, Tay, these motherfuckers say, how much is 3 and 3? They don't use their mind. They put 3 and 3 in Google. And they Google it. Oh, it's 6. Hey, but listen to this, Tay. Let's go a little further, man. To me, liking the holes is what keeps you strong in the pimping. Tay, do you agree with that?
But I totally agree with that. Man, how can you not like a motherfucker going out every night, money, taking chance, coming back and giving you your money with a smile with every bill going the same way? I shouldn't have told y'all that because y'all probably didn't even hit to that shit right there.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. I was going to cut you off, but I'm tired. Don't give it all up. Make a tool about it. Make them pay for it, nigga.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, listen, check this out. I'm serious, man. What I'm saying is this bitch paying you, and she's in pocket. And, Tay, I ain't going to ask you this because I already know the answer. There is not going to be a night one of your hoes come home and don't make your fucking dick hard as fuck because all you got to do when the bitch, you know, reach that trap to you and then head to the shower, ain't asking you no motherfucking questions unless she got to stop before she gets in and say, Daddy, you know what? So-and-so happened tonight. Should I have? And then, you know, kick a little game to the bitch. Go hurry up, bitch. Hang on. Go take your shower and bring your little punk motherfucking ass in here. Whatever you say, my point is if you like that bitch, you're going to see hella more pimping for you to do on that bitch. But no, you guys are afraid to show your emotions or feelings. I take emotions back. Your feelings. Feelings and emotions are different. Feelings are what you feel, and emotions are what you do about what you feel. So what I'm saying is they're different. So my point is if you try to make yourself not like a motherfucker doing everything you say, paying you like a motherfucker, and the motherfucker's fine, and making you a king, I'm saying, if you trying to not like a motherfucker like that, I can see why you motherfuckers have such problems. What about you, Tay?
But that's the craziest shit in the world. You can put down the whole scenario, this bitch do everything, and motherfuckers still don't like them. All they keep doing is just keeping their hand out, just keep accepting the money. So,
Hey, wait a minute, you got to understand this. Now, don't, because we're going to say this too, and then I want you to comment on it. But I'm saying, Tay, not only is the bitch doing what she's doing, the bitch is not getting any sexual thrill out of it because she knows she's hoeing, and these is tricks. But if this bitch ain't getting a sexual thrill from her man, where is her sexual thrill at? Where is that part of her femininity at? I'm asking you that, Tay, nigga. You motherfucker.
But a motherfucker, every time that bitch come through that door, boy, like, and put a trap in that nigga hand, man, a nigga dig hard, man. You know, a nigga waiting on that bitch to come out that motherfucking shower.
Tay, the nigga ain't doing that because he a con freak, which we are.
No. A nigga
doing
that
because he fucking really, this shit is exciting. You know, this bitch is paying me like a motherfucker, risk getting her throat slit, and now she coming in with no questions. She just want to, man, I can't wait till this bitch get out the shower. But tell you what's going to happen when she get out of the shower. You know, whatever's kicking with her, whatever, 2-3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, and get your black ass up and go to another bitch house. That's how we do it, nigga. 517, I see you, baby. I ain't trying to ignore you. What's up?
What's up, Professor? This is me again, Cameo. I just want to elaborate on what y'all was just saying about a bitch doing everything you want. You know what I'm saying? She paying you. She respecting your game and everything you want, and she look good. That's what I want, as opposed to what y'all would call a square. He would put up with a woman doing all the bullshit.
Check this out, Cameo. Listen, man. You want it, but by you saying that, I'm gonna be real with you. You'll never have it, motherfucker, because you didn't include one thing. This nigga and me can catch a 3 and get the same results we're talking about that you talking about with the 10 looking good and pocket woo woo woo. A 3, stupid bitch, ugly, you know, do all the wrong motherfucking shit. But we know if the bitch fuck with me 2 weeks, she ain't gonna be the same bitch. So I ain't even looking at her now. I am taking in how stupid this motherfucker is, so I'm a checker. But what I'm saying is, you don't understand, man. We talk, Tay, and he got this because you did not include this. See, bro, everything we do is because we have went through the training to see past whatever is happening. Whatever is happening only starts our thoughts about what we gonna do about it. As far as thinking about what's happening, we already thought about it when we checked out what was happening. We ain't even spending no more time on it. While whoever it is doing what's happening, we thinking about what the fuck we finna do about whatever whoever's saying. And when they say it, we done already thought about what we gonna say. We just come right with it. We pimp motherfuckers, man. We make shit happen. And what I'm saying is, we ain't fortune tellers or seers or whatever you want to call them. So we don't know the future, but we do know bitches. We do know this game. And since I know bitches, Cameo, since I know bitches, I ain't going to try to motherfucking apply what I know about bitches to driving a goddamn racing car 200 miles an hour around some motherfucking track. I ain't finna do that. So what I'm saying is, you got to stay in your lane. You got to understand what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You willing to go in any lane, just, which I told you this before, just to show you know it. Man, you ain't supposed to be in that frame of mind now, man.
Here's where I'm coming from. Okay, you say even with a 3, you know what I mean? But it's about, to me, that bitch earning a
You know what you should do, Cameo? Cameo, you know what you should do? Get your own goddamn radio show, man. Don't come on my goddamn show trying to explain to me about that weak fucking shit you talking. You either want to learn what I'm talking about, or you believe what you're talking about. And if you believe what you're talking about, hang the goddamn phone up and do that shit you're talking about. Don't waste my fucking time trying to explain what you're talking about. Because I ain't explaining shit. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about, and fuck you or damn you if you don't want to hear it. You just be brave enough to go with whatever the fuck you think. And you just said you ain't going for what I'm saying, so evidently you think something else. So would you do me a favor and get the fuck off the phone? Could you do that?
Yep.
All right, get on off, bro. Don't say nothing else. Get off. I don't need your fucking ass. Okay, I don't need that black motherfucker's ass on my goddamn shit.
But people raw motherfucker, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, that's why they hate me, nigga. Everybody hate me. Because I ain't playing. Fuck you. If you don't believe me, get off my shit.
Shit, whoever said like.
Huh?
Whoever said liking came with being real anyway. Fuck that shit.
Nigga, Tay, what I'm saying is we know. And you know goddamn well, you know, you got to get out that, nigga. Quit saying the politically correct shit. Because the politically correct shit ain't what we think. You know, you got to, like, do whatever you got to do to get your, that's politically correct. Pimp ain't doing shit but what a pimp do to get what he want.
Right.
And he going to make sure he know all the rules, every little thing about it, so he can pull a tack if he want to.
Right.
Nigga, that's the game. That's the game. Nigga, you ain't supposed to fuck this bitch before you get paid. Now, the bitch is a little square-ass motherfucking bitch, but she is going. Don't got no man. You can really get close to this bitch. You gonna fuck the bitch, Tay? I know I am.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm busting that pussy out. And while I'm busting it out, I'm kicking pimp shit. I see what's going on. We know enough to motherfucking bend the rule if that's what it's about. Because in the end, it wasn't about this bitch's pussy. It's about this is what we thought she needed to go get us some real money. As a hoe. Come on, nigga. We did a lot of shit, but we never free fucked a bitch.
Never.
Never. We would have fell out with each other, nigga. You know how to fell out with you. You'd have fell out with me. That ain't pimping. Hey, so I'm kicking it like this with these dudes, man. Because I hear a lot of that sucker fucking shit. And these dudes, I mean, if you want to keep these hoes going out and fucking tricks for free, I mean, excuse me, if you don't want to keep have these hoes going out and fucking tricks for free, you need to keep your dick out of a bitch that ain't paying you. Because, Tay, I know it was a long time ago, but I'm just not getting to your question. Well, who the fuck are they fucking, bud? Tay, you remember you asked that a whole bunch of minutes ago. This is how the show go. But anyway, they fucking squares. They fucking bitches that ain't gonna bust a grape. Why? Because they know that bitch go to work every day at Sears, and she come home, and she gonna be there when he call, so he kind of know what she doing. Even though she work at Sears, be there when he call, she got Jerry and Alan waiting to come bust her pussy out when she get off the phone with you. So they think these squares are safer to fuck with than the hoes. But what I'm saying is that hoe know you got five other bitches. And your dick stay hard because them bitches is all fly motherfuckers. So that bitch ain't hardly worrying about where your dick going. That bitch is only worried about how you treat her. And that's what we know. And that's why every bitch we fuck with is a queen type bitch because that's how we treat her. You know what I'm saying? Even if the bitch, she might make 600 and everybody else make 900. This bitch is still paying. I mean, I might not really like her like I'm acting, but Tay, we do that shit, don't we?
Of course, you're damn right. That is
Tay, what is that?
That's being loyal to the game and the bitch shit and yourself.
Black motherfucker. Quit being politically correct. That's pimping, nigga.
That's pimping, nigga. Yeah.
Be real, nigga. You the wrong nigga. I'm the correct nigga. I'm the one with the damn. Oh, we got a question at 847. That nigga say, I got to get in this shit. What's happening, 847?
Hey, what's happening? Good evening to y'all.
What's up,
man?
What
up, man?
I was watching this movie recently, and if I may ask you guys what you think about it, it's called Pimp Snooki.
Snooki? What's your question? Because
you know,
I didn't see the movie.
Did you like the movie?
I didn't see it.
You know, what's your comments? Oh, you
didn't
see
it. Did you see it, Tay?
No, I didn't see it.
I know. I don't know Snooki, but I know of Snooki. What did you get out of it?
Oh, well, you know, I have some negative feelings about it.
Well,
you know, I don't want to be gossiping
or
nothing.
Bro, listen. When shit like that go on, people make a movie, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's because of their jacket. It's either clean or not. If you got a clean jacket, you'll make a movie like American Pimp or A Drop of a Dime, and you'll see that the movie is to promote the motherfucker as far as the image of being a straight-laced motherfucker. But if you got all kind of bullshit in your jacket, and you do that, and you be trying to hide the bullshit, the people that see in the movie have heard of the bullshit, but the movie is not even going into the bullshit, so the movie ain't shit. Now, I would imagine that's what happened with you.
Well, I didn't know about his jacket when I saw it, but the thing about it was that I noticed, and, you know, I know Pimp, I'm square, but I know a little bit about the way that Pimp's moving. It seemed to me like that he had this hoe in there that was a turnout, and she just kept, you know, doing all types of shit incorrectly, and she was disobeying him and stuff, and so, you know, from my perspective,
wait, don't say your perspective. Tay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What would you do with a bitch turn out that's, you know, keep fucking up?
Shit, that bitch, I'm sending that bitch back where the fuck she came from.
All right, don't even elaborate, just hold on. Hey, go ahead, bro.
And, you know, that's what I would have done, but this dude, he just kept trying to reform her and reform her.
Why do you think he
was
doing that, brother? Or do you think he did that in real life? Or do you think he did that for the movie? Because that's what he did, bro.
He
was trying to bridge the gap of being a motherfucker, pimp-ass nigga, but at the same time, he's caring. He's trying to help her. That's not how it goes. I mean, I'm not saying you don't try to help bitches. Tay, nigga, I know you done had a drug addict bitch and you done did some shit that you don't normally do trying to have this bitch. I know I did, right?
Yeah, I did once.
You only gonna do it once. But what I'm saying is, some motherfuckers call her, some motherfuckers understand that's the kind of shit people like. So they want to reach people with the bullshit. And he going to say what he did. And people like you, even though you say you ain't got no game, you can see that's bullshit. And it turns you off. Now, let me ask you something, man. Have you heard any fake shit coming from me and Tay?
Nah.
No, really, man. Don't just say that to be my friend, because I love you for saying it. But be real, man. Have you heard anything questionable coming from me and Tay?
No. I got both y'all books.
Good looking out, bro. Hey, you know I got part two. But any motherfucking way, what I'm saying, man, that's how you judge. That's how you make determinations. You take what you know, and you put it against what you're looking for. And if you think you need to know a little more before you make a decision, investigate. But if what you know allows you to make a decision, which what you know, no matter how long you've been listening to me and Tay or whatever, you already know we ain't full of shit like Snooki. You already know that. So what I'm saying is you got our books. What about my story? What'd you think?
You know, I'm not all the way through yet. I did finish Tay's
book.
Okay,
don't go into it. Are you through with Tay's book?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was tight, you know. I'm
hear that goddamn tone in your
here.
Voice, goddammit. You ain't telling me the truth. Tell me what the fuck you think.
Spit it out, man. Shit, man. Critters like assholes, man. Everybody got one, man. Spit it out, man. Go ahead, man. Let me hear it, man. What you think, man?
Well, I would have liked to hear some more in depth about your experience in prison, and I think that it was like focusing on certain parts.
Hey, stop. Listen to me, caller. You cannot tell a person what they should write about. You can get opinions as far as what you read that they wrote. Now, was he telling a prison story or was he telling a pimping story?
Pimping.
So why the fuck would he dwell on prison?
Because it's a part of his life. But I see
no,
what you're saying.
No, brother, no. It's a part that you want to hear more about. It's not a part of his life, or he would have wrote about it. That shit, he may not want to act like it never happened, but he sure ain't gonna glorify it. He sure ain't gonna talk about what he had to do. Because he ain't representing that, brother. And what I'm trying to tell you, your question ain't fucked up. Your question has not had critical thinking. And what you got to understand, bro, is this is where most dudes lose at. They only think about what they're thinking. They're not thinking about what they're thinking is going to cause or present, because if they did, they would think about all the things that will result from what it caused or presented. And you would be ready for the shit that it caused or presented, like me and Tay is, every time. You know, we're programmed to think like that. And I want you guys that's dealing with us to program yourself to think like that. You guys need shit to happen before you think. I don't. Tay don't. This nigga get a phone call, he can imagine what's going to happen. And he go handle what he thinking before it happened. And then when it happens, he say, "No, baby, I already took care of that." Damn, how did she know? Because I'm pimp, motherfucking bitch. I think ahead of shit. I don't think with shit. I'm way ahead. Pimps think ahead. Regular motherfuckers think behind. Squares that fuck with my shit think equal. Now, equal is not good, but equal is better than behind. Pimps that fuck with my shit, they think way ahead of a bitch. That's just depending on the way you want to be. You ain't got to become a pimp so you can think ahead of a bitch. You just got to adopt what a pimp really think. Fuck a bitch. Fuck what she thinking until she become my bitch. And once she become my bitch, I'm in love. But I ain't in love with being in love. I'm in love with this fucking game. Period. This shit is paying me. This shit is making me, you know, feel like this, that, and the other. This bitch is a big part of that. Man, I can't wait to bust that bitch out tonight. My dick hard in the motherfucker. Just thinking about you, baby. I tell her, bitch, that shit. Bitch gonna give me some more money. The bitch gonna come in. You know, the bitch gonna go get clean. She gonna do everything proper. I'm gonna be sitting up like a king with my motherfucking leg crossed, smoking my goddamn joint. Might not have a joint. Might tell her, bitch, shit, bitch. You know, I've been here 20 minutes. I didn't even smoke no weed because there wasn't no joint roll. Now, you motherfucking got to have me a joint when I'm coming because I started to leave and go to the next bitch house, but you know what I'm saying, bitch. You just say shit. It ain't the truth. Who giving a fuck about the truth? Tay, you care?
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, this is about what you talking about.
Yeah.
Just because you know how to do what you do don't make you a liar.
Right.
Shit. You can't tell them. You can tell some hoes. Bitch, I just left Sally house. You know, that bitch fucking the shit out of me. I'm tired. You can tell her that. Bitch just going to be mad, but she ain't going to think you did something wrong. Because she knows Sally your bitch. You know, that's what they know, nigga. Shit. So, go ahead, Tay, nigga. I'm doing all the Tay, I'm only doing all the talking because I motherfucking don't want you to exert yourself, you black motherfucker. Go ahead.
I'm hanging in, nigga. Shit, man.
Nigga, you are. Go ahead, man.
Hey, bud. So, check this out right here. So now, me and you, we rolling. All right. We in Hollywood. We walk into this club. I'm going back to Denise and her sister. We walk into the club, but we've been, if you remember, we've been saying them bitches in the club because niggas have been, they've been coming and niggas have been
having. They've been getting at them bitches. They said about them bitches wasn't going to bust a grape. You niggas, you remember when we left. Nigga, you chippy ass motherfuckers. You punk ass nigga. They said that shit, nigga. Do you remember that, nigga?
Remember that, bud.
What happened the next day when we went in the sold out, nigga? Tay, you don't remember, nigga. I know you don't, nigga.
Them bitches was getting all attention.
No, nigga. Before we knocked them off, they was getting the attention. Every nigga was fucking with them. And me and you. You remember, I told you, nigga, nigga, let's wait. We ain't doing what these other niggas doing. And you say, bud, I'm getting at them bitches. They looking at us. And then when we did, we end up leaving the club with the bitches, Tay. Now,
right.
These bitches was blood sisters, white girls, in the sold out where all the fucking pimps are. And they was trying to catch them bitches. But they was trying to catch them. They didn't make them bitches come fuck with them like me and Tay did. We was lit up. We was popular as the motherfucking mayor of L.A. And we said, fuck them bitches. Remember, Tay, we sent a drink.
Yeah.
And then we, you know, you went over there after not following the drink because a long time after the drink, you went over there, started kicking it, and you started talking to Cindy. And then you and Cindy started kicking it, you know, hitting it off. And then you told him, you guys got to never mind my friends because, you know, he think white girls coming in here, you know, looking for Mr. Goodbar. Nigga, do you remember that shit?
But, nigga, you got a good, I do remember now, man.
Nigga, you told them bitches. We was, I'm already over here, woo-woo. So, Tay, when I finally come over there, because, Tay, you remember, you was the good guy, and I was the bad guy, you black motherfucker. You always had the little jovial shit to say, and I was the nigga, fuck that bitch. Nigga, so when we got in your car, nigga, and started riding, you know, and the bitch in the front seat with you, nigga, we ended up on, I guess, Mulholland Drive, some kind of lookout, and we talking. And it's like 4 o'clock now, and these bitches is creaming. So we go to somewhere in Santa Monica and get a hotel. Now, I don't know what the fuck you did in your hotel, but I was Mr. Chicken Shit. And if you remember, Tay, I called you. I told you, nigga, I'm finna leave this bitch. You said, nah, nigga, why you gonna do that? Because you was evidently, well, you had caught the bitch. I said, man, this bitch, you know, and I told you, and you said, that ain't what you, I said, nigga, I'm gonna do it. So I left the bitch. Nigga, do you remember that?
No, but.
Hey, do you remember the motel room we rented before we actually knocked them off? They wanted to give us the pussy, and neither one of us fucked them. Nigga, you don't remember that?
But, nigga, I remember we went to Santa Monica. No, I don't remember after that. No.
Hey, we went to the motel, not together to get the pussy. We went to the motel to show them bitches, you ain't gonna beef rustle us.
Exactly.
And then motherfuckers, after that shit was over, blah, blah, blah. You called me to... either the next day or later on and say, bud, I came up with that nigga, what? Because, you know, you when it's two bitches, you always would come up and I would miss a bitch because I'm so fucking mean. You, nigga, I just was in that role. But anyway, Tay, when I was mad, I was about to say, nigga, man, you always the one. He said, ha, 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 nigga, you came up too. I don't see why, how you did that, nigga, but we both, remember we went to the bitch's house and picked them up, and that's when we really knew they were sisters.
Right, but then it couldn't leave, the mom said come back the next day and pick him up or some shit.
Now, that might have happened with you, nigga, but that motherfucking Miss Remagen, Tay, well, actually, we picked him up separately. Because when I came to get Denise, nigga, yeah. I pull up and I blow the horn. There's a bitch come out and say, oh, she tell me some shit. Then she go back in. And then when she come out, Tay, her mama, her two sisters, I mean, her sisters, her niece, and everybody was waving goodbye as I pulled off. Nigga, I got that fly ass 78 ham. I know they knew goddamn what I was doing, something slick, but they waved that bitch goodbye, and they never fucked with me about having that bitch. And Denise's mother is the coolest, I mean, out of all the fucking hoes I ever had, this bra's mama. Tay, listen, it was a holiday dinner, and her father, her grandfather was there, her Denise's mother's father, her mm-hmm. parents. And we got this, it was Thanksgiving, and we got this shit set up. And they from Arkansas. The dudes say, because now Denise is with a nigga. Cindy was doing some shit. And no, Donna was with. Oh, okay, yeah. Denise was with me. Donna was with this Hell's Angel motherfucker, and Cindy was with this fucking Mexican. And the parents said when it got time for dinner, and you know, I told me to sit with them and shit. That her parents said, "Oh, God damn it! I fucking took all I could take. I'll be damned if I'm gonna eat with a nigger at the table." Do you know what Denise's mother told him? Well, you're going to have to get your ass up. She told him that. And I told him, no, Mr. Reagan, don't do that goddamn shit. You know, and I went and ate with the kids. But what I'm saying is she was that cool, nigga.
Yeah.
And she knew I was pimping on her daughter.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
Nigga, shit, that was some dope, man.
Yeah, that was That night always comes back to me, man. Out of almost every night we fucked around, and I can't even count how many nights. But that night right there, man, just stands out, man. But we was flying a motherfucker, man.
Hey, listen, nigga, you don't know why it stands out. That night was the only night in our career where Hollywood niggas was saying we was some chippies. We was some fucking, it was proven, because them bitches wasn't going to bust a grape.
Right.
Because
they had been at them.
Because everybody had fucked with them, and they didn't do shit. Tay,
right.
Do you remember when Maurice tried to roast us about that goddamn shit? You know, talking about, I thought y'all, you know, nigga, you must ain't been on Sunset. Shit, nigga. Who you fucking with? Nigga, we don't fuck with no bitches and don't catch them. Tay, because we turned them both out. And they was on Sunset the next night.
Yeah. Shut them niggas down real
Shut
quick.
Shut them down because they wanted to say anything they could about us, man. Nigga, you know what? You better. Next show is yours, nigga. I ain't doing it no more. I am coming on. I'm going to kick it with you, but I'm co-host. You host. I'm co-host. Oh, somebody here. 713. What's up?
Yeah, this is Dave. I just want to give a shout out to everybody in Houston listening. In the flood, you know, everybody be safe. And
Dave, you know what? I hate to cut you off, man, but I when you hit me with that instant message, I wasn't really following the news. But once you did, cause you know me, I be one of punk you off if you're doing some bullshit. I checked on it. Man, you guys really are fucked up, man.
But as soon as
you flooding, huh?
As soon as the flood receives, we go out right back to catching.
Just stay down, Dave. Just stay down. All you got to do is keep me up on what's going, bro. And we good.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, you guys. Tay, you got anything you want to say? Because I'm going to be gone, man.
No, man. Got some new game pieces coming out, man. I just gotta let people know my video's gonna be up, man. I'm back at 100%, man. I'm coming back, man.
You a goddamn lie. You at 80%, motherfucker.
I know.
Well, nigga, we ain't selling no bullshit, nigga. Get 100% and put your shit up, or put a motherfucking. Hey, make sure you have a Band-Aid on your motherfucking head wrapped around it, nigga. And say, oh, I fucked up. All right, you guys, we gone, man. Hey, this is the Tay and Bud Show. It's going to be Tay next week, and it's going to be good. I'm gone.